Hello everyone and welcome back to Beast Corner, a true crime podcast where I dive into some of the most infamous true crime cases of all times. So today I'm going to be talking about the unsolved mystery behind the disturbing death of Elisa Lam. I feel like everyone has heard about how this young college student suddenly was found dead in the notorious Cecil Hotel in 2013. And like, to this day, nobody knows how exactly she died. We know that the 21-year-old Canadian college student was last seen in the Cecil Hotel in LA on January 31, 2013. But the infamously chilling hotel surveillance video that captured the final moments before her disappearance have only arisen more questions than answers. Ever since her body was discovered in the hotel's water tank on February 19, her tragic demise has remained a mystery, honestly. Although the coroner's office ruled her death as an accidental drowning, the strange details of her case have definitely fueled speculation about what may have really happened. So like, when it comes to her death, where does the truth lie? That is like a major question, because there's so many theories out there. So how did she suddenly vanish? On January 26, 2013, Elisa Lam arrived in LA. She had just come by Amtrak train from San Diego and was headed to Santa Cruz as a part of her solo trip around the West Coast. The trip was supposed to be a getaway from her studies at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, where she was originally from. Her family had been wary of her traveling by herself, but the young student was determined to go ahead and it alone. As a compromise, Lam made sure to check in with her parents every day of the trip to let them know that she was safe. That's why it struck her parents as very unusual when they didn't hear from her on January 21st, the day she was scheduled to check out of her LA hotel, the Cecil. The Lams eventually contacted the LAPD department. The police searched the premises of the Cecil, but couldn't find her. Police soon released surveillance footage taken from the cameras at the Cecil Hotel on their website. This is where things took a turn into the truly bizarre, honestly. The hotel video showed Elisa Lam in one of its elevators on the date of her disappearance, acting rather strangely. In the pixelated footage, Lam can be seen stepping into the elevator and pushing all the floor buttons. She steps in and out of the elevator, poking her head out sideways towards the hotel's hallway in between. She peers out of the elevator another few times before stepping out of the elevator entirely. The creepy thing about it is that the elevator doesn't close the way it was supposed to be. The last minutes of the video show Lam standing by the left side of the door, moving her hands in random gestures. Nobody else was captured on the video except Lam. Public reaction to this video crossed all the way to Canada and China, where Lam's family is originally from. The 4-minute video of Lam's strange elevator episode has amazed tens of millions of views on social media. And on February 19, 2 weeks after the video was published by authorities, maintenance worker Santiago Lopez found Elisa Lam's dead body floating in one of the hotel's water tanks. Lopez made the discovery after responding to complaints from hotel patrons about low water pressure and a weird taste coming from the tap water. According to a statement by the chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department, the tank in which Lam's body was found had to be drained completely and then cut open from the side to remove her 5'4" frame. Nobody knows how Lam's corpse ended up in the hotel's water tank or who else might have been involved. Hotel staff told authorities that Lam was always by herself around the hotel premises. But at least one person did see Lam soon before her death at a nearby shop named The Last Bookstore. Owner Katie Orphan was among the last to see her alive. She remembered the college student buying books and music for her family back in Vancouver. It seemed like she had plans to return home. Like, basically, she bought all of these things to give back to her family members and reconnect with them. When the autopsy results for Lem's case came out, it only served to ignite more questions. The toxicology report confirmed that Lam had consumed a number of medical drugs, but they were medication for her bipolar disorder. However, there were no indications of alcohol or illegal substances in her body. Soon after the toxicology report came out, just like amateur sleuths on internet began poring over any information they could find in hopes of solving the mystery behind her death. For example, one summary of Lam's toxicology report was posted online by a Reddit user with an obvious interest in medicine. The breakdown pointed out three key observations. Lam took at least one antidepressant that day. She had taken her second antidepressant and a mood stabilizer recently, but not that day. And she had not taken her antipsychotic recently. These conclusions suggested that Lam, who had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression, may have not been taking her medications properly. It is an important finding to note that given that the use of antidepressants to treat bipolar disorder can risk inducing manic side effects if done without caution, some sleuths have understandably latched onto this idea and suggested it was a likely explanation behind Lam's strange behavior in the elevator. Hotel manager Amy Price's statements in court strongly support this theory. During Lam's stay at Cecil Hotel, Price said that Lam was originally booked in a hostel-style shared room with others. However, complaints of, quote, odd behavior from Lam's roommates forced her to be moved to a private room by herself. Even if she had been suffering from mental health issues, how did she end up dead? How did she end up in hotel's water tank? Like, these are all questions that go unanswered to this day. The autopsy did not show any foul play from the evidence that was processed, but the coroner's office noted that they were unable to do a full examination because they could not examine the blood from Lem's decomposing body. Her parents filed a wrongful death suit against the Cecil Hotel several months after their daughter's death was uncovered. The Lam's attorney stated that the hotel had a duty to inspect and seek out hazards in the hotel that presented an unreasonable risk of danger to Lam and other hotel guests. The hotel fought back against the suit, filing a motion to dismiss it. The hotel's lawyer argued that the hotel had no reason to think that someone would be able to get into one of their water tanks. Based on court statements from the hotel's maintenance staff, the hotel's argument is not entirely far-fetched. Santiago Lopez, who was the first to find Lam's body, described in detail how much effort he had to exert just to find her body. Lopez said that he took the elevator to the 15th floor of the hotel before walking up the staircase to the roof. Then he had to first turn off the rooftop alarm, climb up on the flat platform where the hotel's four water tanks were located. Finally, he had to climb another ladder to get to the top of the main tank. Only after all of that, he noticed something usual. And also, the staircase to the roof required a card, like a maintenance card, to be opened. So how did she even end up there? It's all like more questions. The hotel's chief engineer, Pedro Tovar, also made it clear that it would be difficult for anyone to access the rooftop where the hotel's water tanks were located without triggering the alarms, obviously. Only hotel employees would be able to deactivate the alarm completely. If it was triggered, the sound of the alarm would reach the front desk as well as the entire top two floors of the hotel. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Howard Holm ruled that the death of Alyssa Lam was unforeseeable because it had happened in the area that guests were not allowed to access. So the lawsuit was dismissed. However, like, Cecil Hotel has a very chilling backstory. Alyssa Lam's death was not the only weird thing that happened in this hotel. Since opening its doors in 1927, the Cecil Hotel has been plagued by 16 different non-natural deaths and unexplained paranormal events. One of the most famous deaths associated with the hotel was the murder of Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia, who I've also made an episode about, who was reportedly seen drinking at the hotel bar in the days before her grisly demise. The hotel also hosted some of the country's most notorious killers. Richard Ramirez, also known as the Night Stalker, lived on the top floor of the hotel during his monstrous killing spree. The story goes that after a murder, Ramirez would dump his bloody clothes outside the hotel and return half naked. Back then, the hotel was in such disarray that Ramirez's nude stunt barely raised an eyebrow. 6 years later, another murderous patron moved into the hotel, Austrian serial killer Jack Unterweger, who earned the nickname Vienna Strangler. With such macabre history, one would think that this Cecil Hotel would soon be condemned, but actually the building was recently granted landmark status by the LA City Council. The hotel was given the distinction because of the buildings opening back in 1920s, which is considered the beginning of the lodging industry in the US. Meanwhile, the tragic death of Alyssa Lam at the hotel has inspired Ryan Murphy's American Horror Story, The Season Hotel, which is my favorite season, by the way. During a conference for the show, Murphy actually stated that the new season was, quote, inspired by a surveillance video from a Los Angeles-based hotel that surfaced 2 years ago. The footage showed a girl in an elevator who was never seen again, end quote. This was an obvious reference to Alyssa Lam and her bizarre elevator episode. It is still, like, very unclear what happened to her. No one still knows what happened to her. Like, how did she even get there? How did she die? Like, it's all unclear. Her reason of death is not even, like, obvious. It wasn't determined as drowning. So we don't know if she actually drowned or something else happened. It's just full of questions, and the hotel has its own chilling backstory as well. And yeah, it obviously American Horror Story Hotel was my favorite season. And yeah, I always wanted to do this case as a way to honor where the backstory came from. One of the most interesting theories that I heard was that she died because she didn't play the elevator game properly, like a few years ago, back when I was in high school. My friends and I actually thought about playing the elevator game, but I was too scared because of this case and, like, chickened out, basically. So the elevator game basically is supposed to take you to, like, another world, an alternate world, where it's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous game. And, like, the elevator doors not closing when they were supposed to is an attribute to how, like, she didn't play the game properly. Like, that's a really interesting theory that I heard. It always very scared me, this theory, but yeah. Basically, like, if you search elevator game, you will find, like, so many articles related to this case as well. That's definitely something that can be looked into as well. Like always, I do apologize if I mispronounced any names or words. As you all know, English is not my first language. And, you know, I hope I didn't butcher it too much. But yeah, thanks for listening to this episode, and I'll see you guys in the next one.